Welcome to the Retention Nation podcast, the show for e-commerce brands looking to turn one-time and sometime buyers into lifetime and forever customers. Hosted by Isaac Hyman, an ex-VP of retention and featured speaker, author, masterclass creator, and founder of High Flyer Digital, each episode features successful brands, apps, and experts who are sharing cutting-edge, innovative, and proven email SMS retention insights that help them grow their business to the next level profitably. Our mission is to give you the retention strategies you need to unlock profitable, predictable, and scalable revenue from every customer on your list. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of a Retention Nation podcast, the podcast that teaches e-commerce brands how to turn those one-time and sometime buyers into lifetime buyers every time and in half the time. I'm your host, Isaac Hyman, and let's talk all about the power of relationships and why relationship first email marketing is the future and why it's important for your brand right now as we start the year. I'm currently out, be traveling in the next couple weeks over on vacations and trips and business trips and things like that. So I still want to get this out to you because our goal is to have consistent podcasts for you guys. And then also we have a whole bunch of interviews already lined up that I'm excited to kick off on. So let's dive into this. And I think this is going to be a great foundation for your brand to start thinking about why relationships are more important than just thinking about sending emails. And I get asked this a lot, because brands understand the idea that there's something more that could be done with their program. They're just not sure how to get there, and they're not sure what the real strategy and impact of that looks like. So I'm going to dive into that here, and I guarantee you, I've been saying this for probably about 10 years already, and I've done email marketing when I was hired at some of the top brands in the world, and now I bring that mission and what the top brands are doing to the smaller brand to help them scale to the next level. So there's no reason they should hold on to the secrets all by themselves, those big brands. You should also have access to exactly what they're thinking, what they're doing, how they're approaching it, and unlocking the revenue potential of your list by building better customer relationships. So let's get started on it. So I literally was in the same boat that you are in probably right now, where everything you're doing is focused on a tactic, right? Or an email. And you're all about the email design or the email copy or the planning out your campaign calendar or maybe obsessing over a certain flow. And that's all good and well. It's just a tactic, right? And I used to make everything I did about email. And our team used to make everything about email. But the problem was that most of what we did was very subjective. Great example is if my email designer, and I had a team of about 7, if my email designer would create a email, well, it was their opinion on what would work well. If my copywriter was going to write copy, they insisted that this is the way it was going to work and this is what's going to resonate with our audience. Now, that's a subjective opinion. And because it was subjective, and on top of that, if you're sending over the designs or the copy to, let's say, your CMO or your CEO or your founder for their review, it's also subjective, right? Everyone's got an opinion at the end of the day. And the opinion, that last opinion is the one that decides what we send. But there's no skin in the game, right? So I myself watch my unsubscribes and my churn pile up consistently every single week, every single month. And some campaigns were a home run and some really were terrible. And that inconsistency is what made us rethink, what are we doing here? And there's a better way. I'm sure there's a better way, right? Because at the end of the day, there's a person behind the inbox and I wanted to connect to that person. The designs and the copy were just not getting there. It wasn't enough, right? And over time, I realized the better the relationship, the better the return. And when I start focusing on the relationship I have with my list and the relationship I have with the people on my list, the design time shrunk, right? Because now I didn't need to design as heavy emails because I focused on dynamism and having a relationship with my list. Our emails were delivered better because people paid more attention to them. We were communicating better, right? It was a two-way street in some ways. Engagement skyrocketed, which meant we had better sends every single time. I didn't need to send as many emails when I could send one great email instead of 3 or 4 mediocre ones. And then revenue and ROI and repeat purchases increased as well. And as a result of that, we were able to grow Our group of family of brands of nine-figure brands from $47 million to $73 million in email revenue in just 8 months because we ditched that tactical perspective, the design, the copy, and focused on relationships instead. Now, I'm not saying we said no email design, no copy, nothing. Of course, we focused on that. But we put relationship first, not the channel first, not the tactic first. That is a very important shift. And I'm going to explain why that's important now, and I'm explain how to help you get there. That's the whole point of this podcast. And I found after auditing probably about 300 brands over a lifetime, you probably do not have an email and SMS problem. You usually have a relationship problem. That's the biggest thing. You have a relationship problem. You don't have an email and SMS problem. The channel works. It works for your brand. You have 100,000, 200,000, a million subscribers on your list. It's going to work, right? It's not, and you're probably using the same email platform as everyone else, right? Klaviyo, OmniSend, you name it. You don't have an email and SMS problem. Don't let anyone convince you of that. You have a relationship problem. You don't have a very good relationship with your list. And why should you? Because you're just using it to sell. You're using it to pitch. You're constantly talking at people. That is not a great relationship, right? You don't want that in real life. Why are you doing that via email? Why are you doing that digitally, right? If someone keeps coming to your door, knocking on your door and kind of selling you things every single day at 3 p.m., you're sending that same email out every single day, 7 a.m., 8 a.m., that gets annoying. That's not a very good relationship. So the root of most email and SMS failures is that you don't have a channel problem, you have a relationship problem. And the reason you're not very good at digital relationships is that you, number one, have the wrong mindset. You have no customer data, or the customer data you have, you're not using or using correctly. And you also have zero personalization. So those are the three areas where you're lacking in the relationship first email marketing strategy. That's going to fuel your future. And I'm going to teach you how to get there. Okay. So that's the number one reason. This isn't just me saying it. Okay, I'm going to give you the data. 80% of consumers are willing to share their personal information with you to enable personalized experiences. And brands that don't leverage this are missing the opportunities to enhance customer retention. They're willing to give you their data. When they sign up for your list, they're giving you, you know, maybe they're doing a survey and telling you what they're interested in. You can also capture anonymous data before they sign up and be able to enable a more personalized experience. When they buy something, they're giving you data. So they're trusting you with it. You're just not using it. And worse, you're maybe even using it incorrectly. Personalization is rarely being used to wow customers. All this data is McKinsey data, right? It's not mine. I just study it. Only 50% of marketers actually use the personalization data for their customers. So 80% are willing to give you the data. 15% use it. That's a mismatch, right? Only 15% have actually fully implemented personalized shopping. That is not great. It's because the mindset has not shifted yet. You're still in the mindset of channel. Send an email, send a campaign, follow up with a flow. That's not the root of relationship first email marketing. And because you're not using that information, they're switching. They're switching to your competitors. 72% of customers will only engage with personalized messaging. Generic communications can lead to disengagement and loss of customers. This was avoidable. People are switching to your competitors. Your list is bailing on you and going to your competitors because you're not really personalizing the message. That's avoidable. And that costs you profits, reputation, and competitiveness, right? 74% of millennials will switch to a different retailer if they receive poor customer service. And that's kind of where relationship first comes in. This isn't just about sending the next campaign. It's also about what is that customer-centric mindset you have. Because the email, one campaign, is not going to cause people to switch. It's the fact that you don't have the relationship first mindset across email, SMS, phone calls, store experience. So I'm going to share with you exactly. I know that when you look at us, my agency is our why we exist is to help brands build better customer relationships. That's our why. That's our big picture why. But if you're talking to an agency or a marketer who just does email, they'd be like, oh, well, who cares? I'm just here to send email. We're going to talk about that in a second, but customers want to see a full experience that's personalized to them. And that's what keeps them to stay. Otherwise, they're bailing and costing you profits, reputation, and competitiveness. So there's a bigger, you know, problem at right here, right? It's all about shifting the mindset. Now, going back to the email side of this, right? Day-to-day tactics will not fix a relationship problem, right? Writing, write better copy, send prettier emails, switch your platform, segment your list better, add more flows, change your site, send more emails. Those tactics are not going to fix a relationship. Think of it this way. If you know anyone that has a relationship, a wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, some sibling, child, parents, you name it, the root of a great relationship is communication. And the tactics of how you communicate are not going to solve the problem that you have bad communication. I could write a letter to my wife, or I could call her on the phone. That's a tactic, right? It doesn't matter how it does it. If I have bad communication, I'll never get through. Doesn't matter how I try. You know what I mean? So that's kind of an example of saying those tactics may look nice, but they're not going to fix the problem. And that's what's killing the relationship you have with your list. You have bad timing in your communication. You aren't connecting. You aren't helpful. You aren't following up. You're talking at people. You aren't personalizing. Your deliverability is tanking, and you just aren't speaking the same language, right? You're not listening, right? And that's one of the roots of a bad relationship. And just, again, human terms. There's a person here, right? We're talking about people. In human terms, communication and speaking the same language and listening is the root of great relationships. Not how you design your email, not how you write your copy. If it was that important, you wouldn't have AI being able to do it for you. It's more important to focus on the relationship you have with your list. Okay. And it's not about the size of your list. It's about the relationship you have with your list. And that's why 75% of your customers are one and done. Most of them are churning. And why are we doing this podcast right now towards the beginning of the year? It's because by the time you see an increase in your churn rate, according to Harvard Business Review, it's 6 to 8 months after the point of the time where you actually failed the customer. So I want you to picture this. If your communication and your email marketing and the way you're connecting with your customers on the most intimate channel they have, their email or phone, if you're failing them, you won't see that churn until August as of right now. And if you're seeing that pain in August, you have no way to recover for the holiday season. This is why you got to fix it right now. And because if they're churning now, you'll never hear about it, according to Harvard Business Review, until they're gone. So you got to fix this problem right now. And if you want proof of this, I want you to go to your email program right now, and I want you to verify it with understanding what your current email click rate is. And I'm not saying every email will have a 10, 20, 30% click rate. But on average, if your click rate is pretty bad, it probably is the biggest signal of a bad relationship. Why? Because every relationship starts with a click. That's the metric. This is the metric of trust and connection. This is me sending an email to you on a one-to-one level, which is the way you should be doing email marketing. Me as a brand, let's say I'm a brand, I'm connecting with my customer, I'm sending them a message. If there's no click there, that shows that I haven't really connected with them at a high level. Right? And there's many reasons why that could happen. Maybe the email isn't designed for them. There's no personalization. Maybe I'm sending too much and they're tuning me out. Trust me, I have this in real life too. There are times my school sends a ton of emails to my inbox every single day. Sometimes I tune them out, but I guarantee you I pay attention to them. If they're important to me or my child, I will click on it. That's the metric of trust and connection. Right? In your communication, if you're seeing low click rates, it's not resonating. And this is the kind of the pre-signal before they unsubscribe, before they churn, or they hit the spam. And you can see on the right here, if you're watching this video, you can see that the click rate right here of most of the emails that this brand was sending are hovering at 0.2%. That means it's so close to zero than it is to one. If a 1% click rate would be okay, but it's closer to zero than it is to one. That shows that this brand that we audited, it's not very good at building better customer relationships. And their customers are just not engaging with them anymore. It's not their design. It's not their copy. It's that they don't have a relationship first mindset. So how do you become relationship first? That's the big question you're going to ask. How do you become relationship first? And I found that you have to start with these three pillars. And I'm saying this because I myself had to shift my mindset too. I had to do the same exact thing you did. I was lucky enough to do it at the billion-dollar brands, at the nine-figure brands, experiment on there, you know, while I got paid, you know, got paid well. And I was able to experiment and see what worked best. And I realized this is the secret behind email and SMS, because at the end of the day, there is a person behind the inbox. No matter how you cut it, there's a person. And I want to connect that person in the best way possible. So I want to start with these three pillars. Number one, embrace a relationship first mindset. This is the most critical thing, but it's probably the hardest thing too. And we wrote a book on it. I wrote a book on it that talked all about the power of building better customer relationships. And again, that's my why, right? If you ask any agency or any email marketer what their why is, why are they doing what they're doing? Most of them say, I just like the channel. I like to send emails. I like the design. I like the copy. Well, that's the what and the how, right? And I'm a big fan of Simon Sinek. We did this on the past podcast. I talked all about the why and why an agency or why a brand should exist. I'm a big fan of that. And this is why our mission is to build better customer relationships. And actually, Klaviyo started saying the same exact thing. Now, why is Klaviyo saying the same exact thing I was saying 5 years ago? The reason is I came from the top brands who were doing this 5 years before me. And so I learned from them. And now Klaviyo is inviting this same methodology and same strategy into their portfolio of brands. So we have a head start on this mentality. But it's all about building better customer relationships, okay? And if the mindset shift can be distilled down into six to eight words, it's stop sending emails, start building relationships, okay? Build relationships with your list. Now, there's a whole structure I have, a whole strategy I have that makes that happen. And you'll see how it works if you get my book. But stop sending emails, start building relationships is pivotal. It's about saying everything you're doing should be to build a better customer relationship. Every email you send should generate some additional layer of a relationship with your list. It shouldn't just be sending another email. Now, that's a hard shift to make, but I guarantee you, if you make it, you'll make more money. You'll reduce your unsubscribes. Churn will be halted in its tracks. You'll never have to worry about what the next campaign will generate. You'll never have to worry about money. It really won't, because you'll have a reliable list. All you need to do now is just grow the list. And when you embrace a relationship instead of just the channel, it's a total change, okay? And I'm going to give you, again, my story I said before. Design is subjective. When I had to design emails for I had a list of about 3 million per brand, probably, again, total of 12 to 15 million subscribers. Design, what is a subjective design? The copy is subjective. The CMO approves it. The designer approves it. The brand copywriter approves it. And what's happening is that if you're thinking about the channel, you're like, this is a great looking email. It looks great in the inbox. It should convert. You think, right? Because most people think about tactics. They think about the channel. If I send an email to a million people, right? Napkin math. I send an email to a million people. With this design, we get a 30% open rate. That's 300,000 people, and then we should get a 5% click rate. That's another 10,000 people, and on. It's just napkin math right there. But at the end of the day, it's just the channel. When people are sending messages, it should be more about listening and talking at them less. It should be designed for action, not aesthetics. Right? We're shifting it instead of just thinking about the channel, the email, the design, think about what we want to achieve and what relationship we want to build with that customer, right? So going back a step, right? If we're sending an email that talks at a customer, that's going to underperform an email that's listened to what the customer wants and responding to that with our next message, okay? When our emails are designed for action, for that click and not aesthetics, momentum shifts, right? It's changing. When we are excelling in the journey that we want a customer to take after they click an email, or when they come to a site, how we respond to what they're doing, that's better than just designing for the next campaign and sending 3-4 campaigns and hoping something sticks. And then people hate to be sold, but they love to buy. So if I can position more of what they want to buy in front of them, that's a better relationship instead of selling them. And it's not the what or the how, it's about the why. And you focus on the person behind the inbox, that's how you start embracing a relationship first mindset. And I found, as you'll see in one of my case studies, sending fewer emails is a lot better than sending more emails, because the ones you're focusing on, when you actually do have something to say, it's intentional, it's better, it's personalized, it's segmented. It's a much more effective communication channel for you because you have the relationship first, not the channel first. And on top of that, when you hear brands all the time saying, oh, I got to scale, I want to scale my brand, I got to scale. They'll throw those words out there, scale. Want to scale this year. This is my year to scale. Well, scaling with relationship first is much easier and faster. I'll give a great example with a brand we worked with, and they had an agency that they were working with before, and they said, you know what? Every single time we would ask what is out there and what else other tools can we be using and how are we using our Klaviyo and are we using it effectively? And meanwhile, Klaviyo is adding in all these cool new functions because they are relationship first. But their agency was like, well, I'm just an email marketer. I'm here to send your emails. So anything that's outside of that is not my job. That's not going to scale, right? That's going to kind of roadblock you. That's going to have you just sending emails. But if you are relationship first, then you have a better understanding of what will build a better customer relationship. Now your team can say, revolve everything around the customer, right? They can now say, well, we are running an email and SMS program that communicates with our customers. And on top of that, we now understand how we need to position customer service around our customer, right? And now our transactional emails can revolve around our customer. And now our phone and mailings can revolve around a customer. And loyalty and rewards can be layered on top for the customer. And offline, online, digital, analog experiences, all that also revolve around the customer. And now you start thinking about, how do I enrich that all those experiences, specifically with email? And there are hundreds of ways to do this. I've done this myself where I am using a Klaviyo tool or any ESP as more of a CDP, more of a customer data platform. So I know when I sign up for a list, I can already see my path and I already see exactly what happens to me. I can see what I'm looking at when I'm browsing. I can see every single metric that comes in. I can see how much, you know, what happens when I do this on the site, what happens when I do that on the site. I can see where I am located. I can maybe send them a mailing and I can maybe have customer service call. And it's all about, if you revolve everything around a customer, you're not really, there's no guesswork anymore, right? Because now you're not just thinking about one channel, sending them an email. Now you have an opportunity to do everything you possibly can to wow that customer across multiple channels, multiple mediums, right? As we just said, it's going to help build a better customer relationship. That's what we do. We're going to help because my email going out may not convert, but guess what? A phone call from customer service may. So we're going to make sure that's part of our structure and our strategy, right? Let's send it over. We just did that with another brand. They're wondering, we have a B2B audience. We have all these B2B customers on our list. I want us kind of, I know you don't do B2B, but maybe you could figure out a way to do that. I said, of course we could do that because our flows have an opportunity to send that customer over to your customer service team because we're relationship first. That I can identify what the customer is doing on the site right now. And if you don't want me to send an email, at the very least, I could send that data over to your sales team. That's relationship. So there's a lot bigger things than just about sending emails when you focus on relationships first. Step two, obsess over your customer, right? So step one, we want to focus on relationship first mindset. Step two is now when you obsess over your customer. And most brands are all about them. They talk about you. They talk about your brand, your product. You're awesome. You're fantastic. I get it. The top brands, they focus on their customers because that's what it's about. Customer obsession. We talk about it. Not everyone really does it. So I want to give you a sample exercise about how to actually be a lot more obsessive over your customer. And this is the thing I do every single time I come to a brand you know, especially if it's a larger brand, like 8 or 9 figure brand, where I actually look at all their data. My first step is I create a data dictionary. I look at every single piece of data they have. I export their list and I want to see what is on it. What information do we have about our customer that we can eventually personalize? That is the most critical function for your brand, because you probably have a ton of information that you're not even using. What do you typically use? Most brands say, you know what? I want to send an email to people who are engaged with my email program. Great. That is one data point out of 200 data points available to you. And they do this all year. 1 year, one data point. You have 200 of them. Why aren't we using them? Export every ounce of data you have. We just did this with another 8-figure brand. And we identified what is the right data they should have, not the most. And we found about an additional 30 to 50 metrics that they weren't even using. And that was enabling us to power a better relationship with their customers. They had rewards data. They had predictive data. They had best cross-sell date, next best product, average time between orders. We saw how many orders they placed. We know where they were located. We know what, again, past, present, and future information about our customers that we can personalize and act on. And most people don't even use it because they're not relationship first. They're thinking about sending the next campaign. That's backwards. Study up on what you can personalize. Make your data actionable. Personalize your emails with that information. And create a plan to get more to fill in gaps, right? Your pop-ups, third-party apps that can give you more information. And then you rinse and repeat over and over. And the beauty here is you have Klaviyo or OmniSend, and you could treat it like a CDP, a customer data platform. What's the difference between an ESP and a CDP? An ESP is something that it's an email service provider. What it is, it sends your emails for you. That's pretty much what an ESP is. A customer data platform, on the other hand, is the central hub of your customer. And that customer, you can use it to send that information out into the world, out into Facebook, Google, TikTok, Meta, you know, anywhere else you want it to send to. So it's kind of reversing it, right? Before, you're just sending emails to your subscribers. Now, when you reverse the thinking to relationship first, you're now thinking about how can I use Klaviyo as the hub for all information about my customer and act from there. That's the beauty of it. So that's kind of what how to shift a little bit. But I want to do another sample exercise that will help you be customer obsessive, which is shop your site like you're a customer. I have a great story. A lot of my videos also take place where I actually go to a store and I actually shop in real life. I show people what a real browser abandon is, what a real cart abandon is. And I go in and see my pop-up experience, which is the sign up at checkout, right? And when you go into a store and you see what it's like, it becomes a lot more interesting and it becomes more educational for you to understand how people shop in real life, right? And you should be doing the same exact thing and not just going into your physical store, going to your digital store, obviously your e-commerce, so your digital store. Start by searching for your product online, right? Do your research, like just like you would buy another product, reviews, your social media, visit your site, see the experience, join your email list, see the next steps, add items to cart, shop around, search, browse, create an account. Use that experience to form a better plan, because the more you obsess over your customer, the better the site experience will be for them, right? You're just mimicking what they're doing, and that will help you fill in gaps or follow up in the right way. That's relationship first, right? So now you know what data you have and you're shopping the site as if you are a customer, as if you're drinking your own Kool-Aid right there, right? So that is two sample exercises I use to be customer obsessed, and do this every single month, at least once a month or twice a month, once a quarter, right? Making sure that you understand how your customers are shopping. Now, step number three, focus on segmentation and personalization. Step number one, get that mindset shift. Step number two, be customer obsessive. Step number three, focus on segmentation and personalization. This isn't just my idea. I got this from my bosses, my CMO and CEO superstars. They're now like CMOs. I'm sorry, they're now like the CEOs at some of the Fortune 1000 companies. They're super smart, super, super wise. And they taught me a lot. And when you focus on segmentation and personalization, it's a lot easier to build a better relationship. And it's a great example here that I talked over with my colleague Avajja Labaton at The Perfect Gene. Great guy, running a great brand. You know, email is a lot like dating. Email marketing is a lot like dating. You got to, you know, court them, you got to tease them, you got to connect with them, you got to communicate with them. And once you do that, you really can have a great relationship. You can have get into a committed relationship, if you will. And when I think about the power of segmentation and personalization, take it like dating. So if I was dating someone, you know, happily married, but if I was dating someone in New York City, right, there's a different way of communicating, different style of who they are, different ways of talking about certain topics and different goals in life, perhaps, when that's different than someone if I was, you know, dating someone in Texas. Very different lifestyle, very different way of living, city life, country life, different parts of the world, right? And you're pretty much treating your email program right now as if you're talking to one cohort of customer, but you're not. Everyone is unique, and the way to get there is through personalization, through that data I just talked about, right? So you need to focus on segmentation and personalization, and that's the root of a great relationship. The people you communicate in New York City are very different than how you communicate in Texas, right? And that's just one facet of it. You got to think about so many different ways, what they're spending, what their AOV is. Did they use a discount? Are they full price buyers? They male, female, young, old, you know, so many different variables here. What they bought, so many different variables to segment and personalize with. And when you think about your email design, your email copy, your URL, your linking strategy, your offer, the device, right? Every single one of those tactics is just a subset of one main goal, which is deep one-to-one customer personalization. The more personalized your message is, the more you'll resonate. So that's, again, how you shift from tactics to relationship first. It's personalization. That's really what matters. I just showed you the McKinsey data, right? They say that right there. Customers don't, if they don't feel personalized in their messages, they're bouncing. You have tons of options. You can always go to Amazon. Why are they shopping at you? Because you connect. And it's not about your design or your copy. It's about your personalization. That's the magic behind it. If you want a great example of this, a lot of email marketers say, send more emails. Well, what happens when you send more emails is you become irrelevant. Here's a great example from this brand that I was looking around at the other day, Carnivore Snacks. They actually do like meat chips, I believe, or something like that, meat chips. And I was looking at their ribeye, just came on, you know, an ad, and I decided to click through and see what my experience is. And I was looking at that ribeye snacks, but the emails I got were all about them. Nothing talking about the ribeye snacks. Nothing, right? That's what I came to buy. And if they're talking about their story, their founder story, and they're talking about members only cuts, and they're talking about we're giving away two saunas, and I miss my grill, detox December right out of you. Where's the personalization? Where's the, hey, you love the ribeye, don't you? Here's why you should buy it. Here's why it's important to your life. Here's what you need about the ribeye. And nothing in my inbox should be about anything else other than ribeye. It's about relevance, right? It's not about talking at customers. It's about relevant emails. And look on the left, right? You see right here, 10% off for 24 hours. It doesn't even show the ribeye I was looking at. The best sellers on there don't even feature ribeye. Nothing here in this email is personalized to me. And that's multiple emails you see right there. It's irrelevant. And that's not a very good relationship. It's not a good way to start a relationship, right? If I came over to a brand I liked, I would want to have something that connects us. I would pay attention to what they're doing. Something that, hey, I saw you on their podcast, or I saw your brand, or I'm on your list, or I happen to notice that you have this, or I love your jacket. That's personalization. That's communication. But if you come in and start sending emails, it's irrelevant. You just talk about something totally irrelevant, they tune you out. Sorry. Next. I want to contrast this with one of the best brands in the world that does email as a relationship first brand, right? They do email extremely well. Here's Wayfair. Wayfair knew that I was browsing a sideboard. I was looking at some sideboards from my home. And what do? they sent better emails. And that's a relationship. They were helpful. Now that sideboard, I didn't buy that sideboard. So instead, they showed me their top sideboards. They show me the latest sideboards, the new arrivals. They show me sideboards that reviewers love. They show me sideboards under $500, under $300. Sideboards that are selling fast, can barely keep in stock. Sideboards for less. Sideboards from exclusive brands. Sideboards on clearance. Now, these are better emails. These are better messages, right? Personalized. They're helpful. Getting me to the next step. Not wasting my time. Not distracting me. It's personalized to me. And that's relationship first. And if you make the argument that it's too many emails, well, which one is it? Are you saying send more emails? Or are you saying don't send more emails, right? That's kind of the oddity of it. I'd rather you not send more emails, but when you do send it, it's going to be better, way better. And Wayfair does it better. And that's why they are where they are right now. That's why they're one of the biggest brands in the world. It's about relationship first, right? Ditch that next campaign. Focus instead on following up and listening to what customers want and sending them that. That's the magic behind it. That's relationship first. Great example again of going back to the whole root of it, right? If we have a relationship first mindset and we have data at our fingertips, segmentation and personalization is super easy. We have a 8-figure brand we work with that was sleeping on their rewards program. And I told them, well, you have this rewards data right here. You have about 10 data points on them about what the rewards, when they earned it, when it expires, right? When, how much dollar value it is. And they say, yeah, well, you know, we don't really promote the rewards program much. I don't think anyone ever used it. Well, guess what? It's a data point for your customers. Let's find out. And we start creating a gorgeous email that also was personalized. You could do both. It's not one or the other, right? Gorgeous design from our team and personalized with rewards in there. And guess what happened? One campaign alone generated $21,000 from one customer because they had a lot of rewards piled up. And our job was to be helpful. We want to be helpful and alert them. That's relationship first. Helpful. We have something intentional to say when we reach out. We're not just here to sell them something, you know, totally random. We want to be helpful. And this brand, this customer spent probably, you know, 10 times more than they typically would spend because they had a lot of rewards. Another $10,000 in another send, $8,000 in another send, $5,000 in another send. You add it all up, this brand probably made an extra $200,000 just by personalizing and segmenting out their messages with data that they never knew about or data they rarely used. That's relationship first. That's how you shift the mindset from sending the next campaign to sending more intentional messages that are relationship building first. That's how you go from sending emails to building better customer relationships. I'm going to show you another quick result on the power of relationship first email marketing with even a bigger brand right here, right? What does relationship first really do? Well, it generates more money for your brand and maintains the relationship long-term. Great quick example of a test we ran. In our past, one of our clients used to send out a flash sale, a general one-size-fits-all flash sale email, sending out to 617,000 recipients. And it was a modest gain, $109,000. They were happy with it. They were okay, right? It was fine. But they knew there was more. And their business wasn't growing that much. They knew there was more to do. They just didn't know where to go. They didn't know how to get there. We came in with our relationship-first email marketing mindset. In the past, they had an email mindset. We had relationship-first email mindset. And we said, you know what? Why don't we split this up? Instead of having one-size-fits-all for flash sales, let's segment out by brand because their type of customers were brand loyalists, right? It was a camera. So if they were taking a photo with a certain type of camera, they were always a Sony shooter, right? They were always a Canon shooter or a Nikon shooter. And then we also saw other brands at play here like Apple and Sony and Panasonic and other things like that. So what we did, we looked into their data and said, well, why don't we segment out by brand? And when we did that, the relationship first mindset needed us to design different creatives for every single segment, right? Segmentation and personalization. That's the magic of it. And when we segmented it all out and we deduped it, right? Some people fell into both buckets. Some are Apple buyers and Sony buyers, when it just happens. We found out that there was a total of 288,000 possible recipients. And that was half the list. A little panicky, but we tried it. And we know it works because we did it before. And when we sent it out, it generated $180,000 in revenue. That meant we sent to 50% fewer emails and we made about 70% more revenue. That's the power of segmentation and personalization. Fewer sends, more money, because we had a relationship first mindset. And at the end of the day for this brand right here, this nine-figure retailer went from $47 million in revenue from email alone, email and SMS alone, to $73 million in 8 months. And they sent 12% fewer messages. So they also reduced their cost too. And what caused this increase? Huge jump in clicks, huge jump in conversions and orders, because every relationship starts with a click. That's the power of it. This works great, excellent for DTC brands and even better for retailers. And that's what we do. That's the relationship first power that your brand needs to start embracing this year if you want to scale to the next level. If you want to keep doing the same old, sending the next campaign, sending the next email, and not going beyond that, keep doing what you're doing, right? Law of diminishing returns, though. But if you want to embrace a new methodology and embrace the what your biggest competitors are doing right now, the customer first, relationship first email marketing strategy is the only way to go. So here, let's do some three episode takeaways here from this episode so you can kind of make it actionable. Number one, be relationship first. Shift your mindset from a transactional one or a brand focus or a product focus to more of a customer centric focus. Think about what is it about my customer I want to do? How do I want to connect everything I do or center everything I do around my customer? Relationship first mindset is everything, especially when it comes to email and SMS. Number two, obsess over your customers. Less obsessing over product, more obsessing over your customers. Get their data, know how they're using it. Shop your store, see how the store experience is like, and know which data you have and what you don't have and make it actionable. And finally, step number three, segmentation and personalization. Focus on connecting with the person behind the inbox, sending messages that are more intentional, not sending more emails, but sending better ones when you do. And that's how you unlock the revenue potential of your list because you have a better relationship with it. Those are our three episode takeaways. Thank you so much for joining me on this Retention Nation podcast episode. I hope you learned a lot. It's a big shift, right? Taking, you know, going away from just email centric to, or channel centric to relationship first is a big shift. But when you do it right with the right team, which we're happy to do it with you, with the right team in place, you will be able to shift much faster than you thought. And it will open up your world to a whole new way of thinking and how the top brands and your biggest competitors are already thinking. They have a 10-year head start. You might as well get started soon or you're not going to be able to keep up eventually. This is a really great passionate topic for me. And I wrote about it in my book. Everything we do is all about building better customer relationships, and that's exactly how you get it started. So thank you for joining me again. I will see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Retention Nation podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and join our Retention Nation Facebook group. If you want to put this week's retention strategy into action within minutes, all done for you by our expert email, SMS, and retention team, you can go to highflyerdigital.com/book for a free 15-minute chat with myself and my team. It's time to turn those one-time and sometime buyers on your list into lifetime buyers and unlock the revenue you deserve. Your brand is worth it and your customers will thank you for it. Until next week, I'm Isaac Hyman, wishing you a successful and profitable week.